Hey, this is Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. I'm at the Chicago International Film Festival, and I got a chance to speak with Academy Award winner, writer, and director Adam Elliott about his new film, Memoir of a Snail. It's a stop-motion animated film which is written and directed by Elliott, and it's a poignant story about human loneliness and finding purpose in this complex world. Here's an excerpt from my interview.
I'm here with Adam Elliott to talk about his movie, Memoir of a Snail. I was so curious as to how you came about the title.
Yeah, look, I love films that are very intimate, that are very personal, where they're driven by a narration or a voiceover. I love that intimacy. And, you know, there's such famous films as Memoir of a Geisha, and then films from Eastern Europe, My Life as a Dog. There's something I love about a title that immediately says this is going to be a biopic, this is going to be a biography of some sort. And then the snail component, I think, just makes it quite strange and peculiar. So I love that duality.
It does make it kind of strange and peculiar. So talk a little bit more about how Snail came to be and it's central to this story.
Yeah, so I knew I wanted to make a film about someone who collects ornamental something. It could be ducks, pigs, frogs. I've got an auntie who collects frogs. And I think we all know someone who collects something ornamental. I know, you know, spoons, there's all sorts of things you can collect. But I wanted a person to collect, but then it become a problem, that they over-collect and they become a hoarder. And so the first draft of the script was Memoir of a Ladybird, and it was going to be about ladybugs. And then that film Ladybird came out with Greta Gerwig, and I thought, oh no, I'll have to change it. But also ladybirds are a bit, you know, it's getting a bit cutesy and twee. And I thought there must be a creature that's a better metaphor. And I thought of all sorts of other animals. And I settled on snails because I really love that snails are always retracting into their shells. And that's what Grace is doing in her life. She's always retracting in from the world, and she's using, you know, her hoard as a shield and protection. I also love the swirl on a snail's shell. It's such a lovely symbol of life going full circle, and I love to have that as a motif throughout the film.
You do play with that swirl with the snail.
Yeah, I love motifs in my films. I love things that are repeated. I love repetition, and I think just having that swirl throughout the film, and even without giving away the ending, that swirl at the very last moment of the film, again, emphasizes that the cyclic nature of life.
It really does seem like you're trying to tackle a number of issues here, from loneliness to self-esteem to being gay and how the world treats people who are gay to religion. So maybe I'll back up here. Talk about what this film is about first, and then maybe we can get into some of those things that you're tackling.
Sure. Well, look, the film's, you know, about a survivor, really. Grace has a lot of trauma in her life, and I'm really quite cruel to her as a writer. You know, she does get a nice reward at the end, but she ultimately is a very lonely person. And I've tried to create a character that everyone can relate to and identify with. And I think all of us have gone through periods of loneliness in our life. Even the most popular people in the world, I'm sure, have felt lonely at some point. So she's a very universal character. But yes, I tackle, you know, all sorts of other subject matter. My films are very dense, and there's a lot of things I'm trying to communicate. But ultimately, I want the audience to be entertained. I want them to laugh and hopefully shed a tear as well.
To hear more of this interview, you can go to reggieponder.com. Now, I must caution you that, yes, this is an animated film, but it is not for children. The Chicago International Film Festival runs through October the 27th, and if you want to catch Memoir of a Snail, you can catch it at the Music Box Theater starting on November the 1st. I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.